I guess you would say in a perfect world, we're cooking all of our meals at home in our kitchen from scratch and using only the most beautiful ingredients. But what about seasons when that is not even near possible? That's what I want to talk about today. What are we eating? Postpartum edition.
Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am Rita Johnson, your host, and here we talk about all things health, hormones, natural living, and how to take care of that amazing body God has given you.
Hey friend, so glad that you are here. I want to talk for a few minutes today about what we eat when we are in a crazy season. For us right now, that's postpartum. I just don't have a ton of time to be in the kitchen. I have to get in and out and feed a lot of people. And so what are we putting on the table? For you, it might be a little bit different. Your reason behind why you're limited in the kitchen could be because you're remodeling or moving or under a lot of stress, or you've had a complete disruption to your schedule and your routine. I know for us, sometimes just going back to school or traveling throughout the summer, those are some things that can often derail what we're eating and how we're preparing it. And so wherever you are right now, I just want to talk through what are some things that our family is doing to adapt and still feed and nourish ourselves, because this is something we always find ourselves needing to do, right? Regardless of the crazy season in life. So I'm just going to walk through different meals and what we've been doing. For starters, we'll just jump into breakfast. You know, eggs are so easy, but I don't know about you. Sometimes I just get to a point where I don't want eggs anymore. And I tend to really believe that our body's own intuition may be telling us that perhaps I've been eating too many eggs, or perhaps I'm starting to react a little bit to eggs. It's possible that if we overeat something, they can start to become a food reaction, even if they haven't been a food we've reacted to in the past. So I think it's always good to have a few different ideas, even in these busy seasons, that we can kind of mix it up. So some of our favorite go-tos are chia seed pudding. Oftentimes we'll make this the night before, or just soak chia seeds in our fridge the night before. If we don't have time to do that, you can actually make chia seed pudding in a pinch if you use hot boiling water. It will quickly hydrate the chia seeds. So a lot of times when we make chia seed pudding, we'll put things like cinnamon and a little bit of maple syrup, sometimes some peanut butter or nut butter in there, to really kind of thicken it up and add to that. But it does tend to be more of a sweeter type of dish if you've never had chia seed pudding before. One of my absolute favorite, like I have absolutely no time at all, is I will buy those Costco frozen sausages and heat them up on low on my stovetop with a lid over my cast iron pan and just have some of those with a cup of coffee and some Vital Proteins collagen in it. Still getting a good boost of protein, and that can help tide me over for a while. If I've been able to plan ahead or bake in advance, I love to have some breakfast protein muffins. So that I feel like is always easy for me to just grab and go. If it's a day where we have to run out of the house, one day a week we bring our kids to a homeschool co-op, and so that pairs really well for me just to eat it as I'm driving, which, by the way, is not ideal. It is best for your digestion to sit and eat undistractedly and have that be what you are doing. However, again, we have these seasons that it's just not easy to do the ideal, or it's not practical to do the ideal, and that's definitely the season that I am in right now. Another really great option is a smoothie. Just throwing a bunch of things in there. Our favorite go-to smoothie is packing our blender with some greens. I love to just do the prepackaged, pre-washed greens that you can get at Costco, whether it's the spring mix or what have you. So we'll put that in there. We'll put a couple scoops of protein powder in there. If we have them, we'll put a frozen banana in. And I like to get my frozen fruit from Costco. I found that to be the best price. But we'll oftentimes do like mango or blueberries or strawberries or some combination of those. We've even been known to throw in some frozen cranberries. I like to put walnuts or peanut butter in there. And I love the flavor when you add a couple tablespoons of sauerkraut to it. It just adds a little bit tartness to it. And it's, if you're mixing your whole blender full and you're adding 3 or 4 tablespoons of sauerkraut, it doesn't have that strong of a flavor to it. I do have some kids that refuse to eat it if there's sauerkraut in there, but I just love having that in there. If you have low iron and you need to boost that, you could put some molasses in there. If you are newly pregnant and just can't stomach your prenatal vitamins, throw those into your smoothie. just all kinds of things. That's what I love about smoothie, that we can just throw in there to really kind of help boost it or add things that we're not getting in a different way. And then a few other ideas. I love to do an omelet, even though I can't have any dairy. I'll just, you know, saute some greens or mushrooms, maybe even some onion, especially if I've been able to cut some up in advance from a different day when I was cooking dinner, and then mix it together with some eggs and cook that up, or a frittata. So again, same thing. We'll take a bunch of leftovers, throw them in with some eggs, and then bake that in the oven for a little bit. Okay, so moving on to lunch. Lunch is a little tricky at my house. I tend not to make lunch for my people. It is more of a seek and ye shall find kind of meal. My favorite lunches tend to be either leftovers, or I really like if I have the salad mixes from like the, you know, that they have the shredded cabbage and the carrots and all of those different types of greens in there. Oftentimes, again, I'll get that at Costco. And then throwing some type of protein on top. I love to add some nuts and some olive oil just to really, you know, give me all of those different textures and flavors. Another one that I love, if I haven't had a smoothie for breakfast, I might do a smoothie for lunch. And I tend to, when I have a smoothie at a mealtime, I really like to have something along with it that I'm chewing. And so I might pair that with a protein bar or something else to kind of, you know, give me that satisfaction of chewing as well. Another one of my favorites is those Siete brand almond flour wraps. I'll do salami and turkey and then some avocado, and then I'll just throw some greens in there. And I love the Primal Kitchen's mayonnaise that just has avocado oil in it, and that's a quick, easy, yummy lunch that I really enjoy. All right, going on to dinner, and then we'll circle back to snacks. So for dinners, again, ideally when we're in a really busy season, I try to have some freezer meals prepped. If nothing else, what I will do is I may have some freezer meals that I'm piecing together on a weekend. So there is a really great resource. I'm going to link it up in the episode notes, but it is Veritas Fitness, and she has a meal plan subscription for freezer meals, and they're all gluten-free, dairy-free, and they're really good in my experience, and it's kind of fun because she definitely puts meals on there that I would not have chosen otherwise, so we get to experience some different flavors and taste some different things. But it's really quick and easy with how she sets it up to be able to put together 5 freezer meals on a Saturday morning. So I will try to have some of those on hand at any given time, and I try to do it with my girls. They enjoy, you know, you have this one, and I'll print off what they need to put in there, and it's pretty quick and easy to throw it all in a Ziploc bag and then just seal it and forget about it for when we need it. That being said, if we don't have those things, then we do rely a lot on the Instapot. So I like to throw things in the Instapot. You know, if it's a frozen meat, you can cook it. If those of you that aren't familiar, you can actually cook meat from frozen in the Instapot, which is glorious because you don't have to worry if you forgot to thaw it or anything of that nature. I tend to like to do more of casseroles or soups or things that I can just schedule when to pressure cook it or let it slow cook and have a timer on it. My Instapot's smarter than my slow cooker. My slow cooker doesn't have an electronic panel, so it's nice because I can tell it when to turn off or go to keep warm so that it doesn't burn something for me. So some of those things, I have a Mexican casserole we really like that has like beans and rice and meat and some different seasoning and diced tomatoes, and I tend to increase the protein on any of these. So if I want to increase the portion size and I'm looking at something of that nature, I want to be sure the protein density is higher, just because we're in general looking to increase more protein in our day. And so if that's something that you're looking to do as well, that's a way you can do that, just by, you know, playing with that ratio a little bit. Obviously roasts and soups. I have a really great tomato soup with bacon that you just emulsify it before you serve it. That's a favorite of ours. Or chicken and rice, ham and beans with greens. That's a soup that we really enjoy as well, using a ham bone. Another no-brainer dinner that I love and it comes together so fast is just some frozen fish fillets and roasting some veggies alongside of it or doing a salad with it. And we tend to, in these seasons, grill a lot of meat. Right now at my house, it's very cold outside and there's snow on the ground, so my husband's not super into the whole grilling thing right now, but I know as soon as we get a sunny day and it starts to melt some of the snow, we'll be back at grilling meats. So for the meantime, we're kind of bringing it more inside, cooking them on our cast iron, which is fun too because it just causes us to kind of play around with it and do things a little bit differently than our typical standard, what we go to. And my very, I have nothing in the house and we have to eat is going to Costco and getting a rotisserie chicken and a thing of salad mix and throwing that at the people. We just do, you know, choose your own adventure there. If you want to just have chicken on the side with barbecue sauce or whatever and then a salad next to it, that's fine. My husband and I tend to put it all together, the chicken on top of the salad and then adding some nuts and homemade dressing and that kind of thing. But that is definitely one of my go-tos. Another one is we call it sweet potato hash, but it's basically you roast sweet potatoes in the oven at 400 degrees for 20 minutes, and then you can add frozen diced kielbasa to the sweet potatoes. You can obviously add anything else too, but usually the potatoes need to cook longer than other things. So we might add, like, if we have some green beans that need to be used up, we have some Brussels sprouts that need to be used up. It's kind of a you name it. If you think it might taste good roasted, throw it in halfway through along with the frozen kielbasa that's been diced and then let it cook for another 20 minutes at 400 degrees. That is one of our absolute favorite meals. Everybody loves it and we never have leftovers. Some go-to snacks. This is a big thing, especially for me right now in postpartum, because there's such a higher need for my caloric intake, but also I tend to be really hungry. I'm not always able to eat a full meal in between helping with my baby. So some of my favorite snacks are definitely protein bars. I have a couple that I really like that don't have any sugar in them. And I try to have them kind of tucked throughout the house by my desk, up in my room, by my bed, and then obviously in the kitchen as well. Tortilla chips with hummus or guacamole, I'm a big fan of that, although that's not always easy to do holding a baby. A protein shake, I'm a big fan of finding a protein shake that you can mix with water so that you can just have either the protein and a shaker cup in your car, or you can mix it up and then even if you're going to be gone for 5 or 6 hours, you can go back to it and drink it regardless of the weather. I do like to make my own homemade protein bars. My absolute favorite is just mixing some peanut butter and some protein powder and a little bit of maple syrup all together and then melting some chocolate chips that are sugar-free and putting a little bit of salt and a wee bit of butter or coconut oil with them and melting it on top. Those are my favorite protein bars and I love when I have those on hand. And then a few other snacks. We are big fans of deviled eggs, which in our house we call doubled eggs because it sounds just like deviled eggs. People almost can't tell that you're calling it something different, but my daughter, who pointed it out one time, said, "Mama, we shouldn't call anything deviled." And I said, "My dear, you are right." So we renamed them in our house. A few of our other favorite snacks are obviously just bacon. We just have extra bacon in the fridge, which we don't always. That is a big favorite snack of mine. And then salami and just putting some of that Primal Kitchen mayonnaise and rolling it up. That's another one of my absolute favorite high protein, quick and easy snacks I can grab as I run through the kitchen. I hope this helps you if you're in a crazy season, figuring out what to eat and feed the people and how to continue to nourish your body. I just want to say, you know, we talk a lot about things like 80-20 rules, and it could actually be that you have an 80-20 season. Maybe you just have a season right now where all gloves are off and you just have to do the best you can to actually get food into people's mouths, and that's okay. I just want to say, like, it's really important for us not to become so particular and so obsessive over what we're eating and how we're eating that it inhibits us from having peace in our life in all seasons. So regardless of where you're at right now, I just really hope that you are able to make peace with that and then see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. When you get through whatever you're going through that's particularly hard, it's going to get better. It will change again, and you will be able to get back to that place where you're making more at home from scratch. So I hope this is helpful, friend, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Are you interested in optimizing your workouts, your nutrition, and your hormone balance through how you are doing life throughout the course of your menstrual cycle? Well, if so, go check out my brand new Cycle Syncing Workshop. I'd love to get it in your hands so you can learn not only why it's important to be cycle charting, but also what you can do with that information that's so much more than just seeing your fertile and infertile windows each month. Go over to my website, healthandhormones.org, and click the banner Cycle Syncing Workshop.